As I stepped off the elevator on the second floor, I found myself silently begging for a calamity. A fire, a flash flood, even a tiny earthquake would suffice. Anything that would give me a legitimate reason to evacuate the area immediately. Or better yet, I wouldn't make it out in time, and the somber voice of Brian Williams would detail my demise on the nightly news. Cassie Woodson entered the Midtown office building on the first day of her new job mere seconds before the entire skyscraper was reduced to rubble by the powerful explosion. Calling this a new job would be generous, though. That implied some degree of longevity. But hopefully, Brian Williams would throw me a bone. I smoothed my hands over my wrinkled pants and scanned for a floor directory, feeling disoriented. It had been 6 months since I stepped foot inside an office building, or almost anywhere outside of my apartment for that matter, and there was something about the buzz from the overhead lights that was making me dizzy. Or maybe it was just being in the upright position for longer than the time it took to walk from my couch to the bathroom. There will be a temporary employee badge waiting for you at the reception desk in the lobby. From there, you need to take the elevator to the second floor and head to room 241. The man from the temp agency had painstakingly explained on my voicemail last night, as if he was giving directions to a confused toddler. He was obviously in need of the fee he received for placing me. There was a note of foreboding in his tone when he finished with, "I told them you were coming, so don't go AWOL." I wondered how many of his clients accepted a job and promptly went AWOL. If it was more than zero, it wasn't a good sign. A petite woman with an armload of accordion files and a no-nonsense expression emerged from one of the numbered doors and walked briskly toward the elevator bank. I stood up straighter and threw my shoulders back, trying to force my body to emit a sense of composure I wasn't really feeling.
"Can I help you with something, hun?" she asked,
arching a quizzical brow. "If only you could." I swallowed hard and said, "I'm just looking for room 241.
Second door on your right,"
she gestured with her head as she stepped onto the elevator.
"Thanks,"
I called out as the doors banged shut. The dread that had been accumulating since morning collected in my throat. "It's only temporary," I silently repeated to myself, wishing the Advil I'd chased with Pepto minutes ago would somehow help dull the thoughts ricocheting in my head. Clearly, I needed something stronger. Room 241 was beside the emergency exit door, and as I chewed my lip, briefly considering which one to open, the voice of the Let's Make a Deal game show host ran through my mind. "Cassie Woodson, do you want door number one or door number two?" I was almost certainly going to pick the door that had a family of goats bleeding behind it instead of the shiny new car, but what choice did I have? I couldn't go AWOL or I wouldn't get a paycheck, and I was fresh out of other options. It was bleeding goats or be evicted from my apartment for not paying my rent. I took a deep breath, cautiously put my hand on the chrome door handle, pushed it open, and stepped inside room 241.
"Seriously? Another one?"
a beaky-faced man called out when I entered the bunker-like room. "That must mean we're getting another data dump if the higher-ups are sending in more troops." He pushed his chair back from his spot on the long industrial table of computers, stood up, and dusted his fingertips against his leg, spreading powdered sugar streaks all over his black pants. "I'm Ricky," he stuck out his hand. "Staff attorney extraordinaire. I run the ship around here."
"I'm Cassie."
I shook his clammy palm and forced a smile. My eyes darted around the windowless room, which, judging from the piles of banker's boxes pushed into the corners, doubled as a storage area. I had the sudden feeling that the stained white walls were closing in on me, constricting around my lungs. Deep breaths.
"Cassie,"
Ricky nodded, furrowing his brow, as if rolling the word around in his head.
"Well, Cassie, I didn't know the temp agency was sending over a new girl today, so your arrival is news to me."
I cringed at both the word girl and agency. It made me feel like Peggy Olson showing up for her first day at Sterling Cooper.
Except Peggy was embarking on an upward career trajectory, but I most certainly was not.